We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. Before we look ahead to the big game on Saturday, your team with a really impressive performance on the road, beating Campbell 45-7. What did you like about the way your team played in that game?
Well, I thought we played a pretty complete game, made some plays on offense, some defense, some special teams. It was kind of a team win. We got out fast start, which was always nice to have. And then we took the ball away on defense. And so if we protect the ball on offense, take the ball away on defense, steal some possessions throughout the course of the game, we're always going to have the firepower to be as explosive as that. And so hopefully we can continue that trend.
You touched on the big plays on offense and then the plays your defense came up with, Ty Davis's fumble that you turned into a touchdown. And then the pick six by Khalil Dawsey, did you feel like that was, I don't want to say a turning point in the game because you were in control, but how big was that play?
Well, it's always great. I mean, to not have to score. I mean, that's why explosive plays are so important on offense, because the longer you're out there on the field, the more bad things can happen on offense. Right. And so, if you don't have to go out on the field at all and still score 7 points, that's always a really nice offensive drive. So we're excited about that. If we can keep doing that, that'd be nice.
First question this morning from Kevin Trestolini. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, Coach, do you remember what your reaction was on November 20th, 2004, when Kyle Campbell intercepted a pass to clinch a Blue Hens victory over Villanova? And does it blow your mind that Delaware has not beaten Villanova in Newark since that afternoon?
So, no. And I will preface this by saying I have a great memory in certain respects, like as far as remembering things that I read and plays that I want to memorize and such. I have a pretty bad personal memory. And so I honestly, somebody told me that the other day, and I was like, what, how old was I then? I had to figure out when 2004 was. I was a redshirt freshman, if that puts it in a redshirt sophomore, right? So if that puts it in perspective on how long ago that was that we won a home game versus Villanova, that's pretty kind of ridiculous. And so, no, I do not remember exactly what happened. I did see Kyle recently, though. He was at our 2003 national championship celebration a couple weeks back. So I'll have to text him about it. But no, I don't remember that. Obviously the rivalry that I do remember was a little bit more 50-50, if not one-sided toward us. So that's my recollection of it. The stats that I keep learning since I've been back have been surprising and discouraging. So hopefully we can turn that around at some point.
What are the things that impress you most about Villanova, Ryan? I mean, they're doing a lot of things pretty well.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, right? I mean, there's no holes. There's a really solid offense, a really, really solid defense, and a really solid special teams unit. And so similar, this is kind of the cool part about this game, right? Similar to us, I think there's, two teams that are kind of at the top of the categories in most of the statistical things. And you can see it on tape. They're, in particular, like I'm obviously watching a little bit more defense, but we've chased them a little bit in breakdown. So I've seen their offense play probably four times this year, while game planning. And so, similar to us, they have, explosive players on offense, a very good quarterback, a offensive line who's experienced and well-coached. And then on defense, they are so sound and tackle so well. And then they run around, they're long on the edge, at corner. They play very physical out there. And so they don't let up those big plays that, that obviously are the things that are gonna, create those touchdowns. And so hopefully, we can kind of scheme some things up, but it's going to be one of those games where I think, like Coach just said, it's going to be kind of who has the ball last or who has the least amount of mistakes and who can play the cleanest, because those games are always going to be so tight. And in particular, when it's two teams that are playing for a championship and have similar aspirations and records and similar standing.
Thanks, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, next question from Martin Arducci. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Coach, could you give me an evaluation on how your quarterback has played this season for you?
Yeah, we've played two this season in Ryan O'Connor and Zach Marker. I think both of them have played really well. You know, obviously there's been ups and downs, and both of them were kind of rookies. And so, you know, there's been some growing pains early in the season when we were splitting time with them. And then both of them have had injuries and missed games. And so, you know, now, you know, that, you know, the, you know, I think, you know, Brian seems pretty healthy. Zach is on his way back. I'm not sure if he'll be up this week. But, you know, we have that ability to hopefully have eventually down the stretch some guys that, you know, two guys that have played have done really well for us. I mean, they've been efficient. They've made plays. They haven't turned the ball over a ton, minus that one Elon game that we had, kind of an anomaly. And so I think, you know, I'm very pleased with their progression. I think that both of them have a ton of potential to continue to grow.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Ryan, next question for Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy.
Morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, when you have the number of new players that you have on the roster this year, does what's happened in the past with Villanova kind of mean a little bit less, or, you know, have a little less significance? I mean, they haven't played them before.
Yeah, I think, you know, that there's I think that motivation is, you know, at times intrinsic. And so I think there's different reasons that everybody wants to win every game. And, you know, I don't know that you can force, you know, somebody to want to win it for, you know, one reason when it's, you know, they're motivated by something else. And so I do think that there's some time that, you know, in this transient day and age, maybe rivalries are a little bit more interesting. I don't want to say diluted, but you certainly have to educate on this game. And we have done that since, you know, the off season and then in fall camp. And we've talked about, you know, what this means, but really, you know, we're trying to win a CAA championship and we're fighting for things also outside of that trophy that we get for winning this game as well. And so I think there's a certain amount of pressure that needs to be put on it and a certain amount of spotlight that needs to be put on it. But I also think that, you know, to get too bogged down in it, you know, could sometimes be a little bit tricky as well.
With that in mind, I mean, have you spent much time in the off season trying to figure out why the series has gone the way it has, or is that just kind of ancient history and stuff that happened before you got here?
Yeah. I mean, I've been involved in about six of them, and I think we've won more than we've lost. So I have not spent too much time thinking about it, because that's not really something that's happened to me. So, or to us as a unit, as a team. Our team right now is not the team that's lost, you know, whatever, 15 out of the last 17. And so we're not really focusing on that or why or any of that. We're focused on, you know, what's in front of us right now. And, you know, how do we continue to get better each week? How do we take what we did in Campbell and learn from it? Positive, negative. How do we continue to try to maintain our health and how do we play really, really hard on Saturday?
Thanks.
You got it.
Next question, Ryan from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning. Hey, Coach. I've gotten some rest since I drove back from Bowie's Creek, so I think I'll be able to ask a coherent question to you this time. Coach, what do you like about how Keno Arrington's come along on your defense as he tied for the lead in tackles on Saturday? What's kind of been his path to more, what looked like maybe more snaps on defense at linebacker in that kind of hybrid area? What are the most important things that he's done to succeed?
Well, I think most importantly would be, you know, consistent effort and hard work, right? He's been kind of that guy that's been the next guy in a bunch at a couple different positions. He's been able to be resourceful in that he can play a couple positions. He's multiple. And then, you know, when he gets his opportunities, he's gone in there and made plays. And so we've kind of given him some more opportunities and really proud of him because he's such a great kid. He works his butt off and he's got talent. And so he just, you know, he's new to football. You know, he's only been playing for a few years. And so he's somebody that needs those extra reps. And I think the more he gets, the better he might become because he has a high potential. And so it's been fun to see his progression. And you know, yeah, I think that there's certainly a chance you can continue to see him more because he keeps going in there and making plays.
Ryan, before I let you go, we talked a little bit about the turnovers your defense forced. You hold Campbell's offense, which have been pretty powerful, 288 yards, continuing what you've done. When you look at that Villanova offense and the big plays, as I speak with Mark, Rajon leading the country in yards per reception, I think Watkins is leading in completion. What do you see out of that big play passing game, and what are the challenges for your defense?
Well, I think, you know, they set it up with their run game. You know, Coach Devine does such an awesome job up front at getting those guys. They just play so well together. They're sound, they're tough, and experienced. And so, you know, I think they set up those big plays with the run. And, you know, it's like anything else, right? You stop the run, you have a little bit better chance of stopping the big plays, you know, because you don't have to sell out as much. And so, you know, I think that's part of it. I also think that, you know, just like Campbell, they haven't played our defense yet. And so those numbers might change.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time today. Hopefully we're talking again next Monday.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Rob. See you guys.
All right. Yeah, thanks.